Outspoken got the flavor.
Bad news from Radio Zone, subversive expression. On Wednesday, 30th of May, political prisoner Dimitris Kofodinas began a hunger strike demanding his regular permission for a 48-hour leave and abolishing the prosecution veto. Contentedly, following the intervention of the Athenian prosecutor office, Kofodinas' right to leave, which was denied for 7 years, was lifted, resulting in the suspension of the legions he had begun to take over the last few months. On Thursday, 7th of June, Dimitris Kofodinas moved to the General Hospital of Nikia after further deterioration in his health. Throughout this period, solidarity and solidarity moves are taking place in many cities throughout Greece, while the decision for his permission is in motion. The Supreme Court Arios Pagos ruled on the 8 Turkish military couplers to provide them with civilian asylum, while deciding on the release of Turkish left-wing journalist Turgut Kaya, who has been persecuted and imprisoned with arbitrary arrest, torture and detention in special FTI prisons, repeatedly by the Turkish state for his political beliefs and participation in social struggles. Turgut Kaya was arrested in February by the Greek authorities, according to Interpol's Red Alarm, at the request of the Turkish regime. He has been on hunger strike since May 31, struggling throughout prison, demanding the revocation of the decision to extradite him. It is known the fate of dissidents in the hands of the Turkish state, particularly after the failed coup, Erdogan unleashed an unprecedented suppressive orgy against anyone who struggles by establishing an iron grid of repression and surveillance and imposing his dictatorship. The Court of Appeal for Marios Seisidis was postponed for the 21st of November 2018. Marios Seisidis was deferred for the robbery of the National Bank in Solon. At first instance, he was sentenced to 36 years of imprisonment, although the conviction was based exclusively on a DNA sample that, according to the counter-terrorist agency, was found at a distance of 500 meters away from the bank. For the same case, Yannis Dimitrakis served many years of imprisonment in the past, while Simos and Marios Seisidis and Grigoris Tsironis were imposed a regime of lasting illegality until their capture by the prosecuting authorities.